Ciao a tutti, questa è Daniela per Radio Gwen. Sono qua al Balbon Kilby con Surfboard. When you open your eyes, take a deep look inside. You don't have to feel the same way as you did yesterday. E iniziamo subito con l'intervista. E sono tutti qua. Presenti. Everyone is here from the band.
Yeah, and ciao. Ciao, we love you.
And how's everyone doing today?
Great. Bad Bon Kilby is the most fun festival ever. We swam in the lake and then rocked out.
The food's really good. Yeah.
Excellent hospitality.
Yeah.
Excellent. And towels.
And towels.
They have towels.
All right. Thank you. And so you once said that your music sounds like dolphins choking on trash. Is that still true? Do you still attach?
Like yes, that. And we actually now are in the genre called cringe rock.
Okay.
Yeah, but we still sound like dolphins choking on trash. I'm not really a trained musician or singer. I just scream and rage and dance and have fun. If you're out there and want to start a band, go for it.
Yeah, don't let not being able to play music, that didn't get in our way.
Right. Thank you. And how would you describe it right now? I don't know. I thought, because you talk a lot about trash, and I thought that was interesting. And how would you describe it with trash? Like, what kind of trash? Like, literally, like, what would you find in a trash bin or something? I don't know. I hope this is fun question.
We're living in a trash world, so I sing about that a lot. And what kind of trash is Surfboard? Probably a plastic bag filled with, like, candy and, like,
but light enough to still be able to blow around in the wind.
And then you light it on fire at the end.
There's definitely floats. Yeah. Floats, maybe like a plastic bottle, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he likes water. I don't know.
Yeah. Washing up on different shores.
I'm trying to imagine that right now.
And maybe fresh flowers in the pile of trash.
Like your tattoo.
Around. And I wanted to know, after what happened, your 21st birthday, what happened with the burrito and so on, I wanted to know what was the first words that you said to each other after that meeting. I just wanted to know, because everyone asks that, and I wanted to know the first exchange of, like, words, whatever.
Yeah, well, my 21st birthday was my first show, and it started as a joke. We were just like, let's play a house show party. And yeah, we were just like, yo, let's start a band now. My friend had a guitar, and I was like, let's go, let's do it. And Beyonce's Drunk in Love came out that week, and that's a surfboard. We're like, that's a great name. We learned covers. And yeah, and after that show, I just realized I want to do this forever. Like, screaming and dancing with people is the best therapy, the best way to release all the angst and have a blast, spread joy.
All right, thank you. And you have done a lot of collabs lately, as well as a video with Tony Hawk. That came out recently, and then with Letizia Armanato, is that right?
Oh, Lizzie.
I'm sorry.
No, she's really awesome.
She is.
Yeah, Lizzie and Tony shred hard on the skateboard, and we just had so much fun making videos with them. And in the video with Lizzie, she turns into me, puts on my makeup and my clothes, and skates the ramps. And then the video with Tony, I actually skated him. So it was really fun. And yeah, skate or die, Surfboard loves skating.
It was a very humbling experience. They're both incredibly skilled and practiced. They have huge half pipes in their backyards and in their offices, and they can kind of do the most incredible tricks just on command.
And Lizzie went to the Olympics for skateboarding.
Yeah.
So cool.
And Tony let us heckle him.
He did.
And do you see any future collaborations with anyone else for music videos, or, I mean, musically as well? Or
the possibilities
these are endless.
Yeah, so many secrets. They're secrets.
We'd love to
that we can't divulge at this point. But we also did one with Fred Armisen,
which was
really, 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 really amazing.
Hilarious.
He's just so funny and so cool. And such a badass musician.
We want to make a video with Juliette Lewis because she's so sick. From Natural Born Killers and many other movies. But.
Right. Let's hope that happens.
Yeah.
Putting that out there. Yeah. And anyone else, whoever wants to make art with us, hit us up.
Thank you.
Oh, I know how to say something in Italian.
You want to learn something in Italian?
Oh, I know how to say Questa la vita. This is life, right?
Questa la vita.
Yeah, questa la vita. Questa la vita, baby.
Porco Dio.
Good one. That's a good one.
Vaffanculo.
Questa faccia.
And
how do you say, where's the food?
Dove il cibo.
Dove il cibo?
Dove il cibo.
There you go.
And, sorry, I'm going to continue. How was it? I think that you must get this question asked a lot. I'm sorry, I'm being very basic today. Linda Perry, how was it working with her? Was it surreal at the end, you know, how it got put all together, blended in? I don't know how to say this, but I hope this makes sense as a question. Like, how do you feel after, like, post working with her?
Yeah,
and you still...
Linda Perry is so talented and amazing, and we had a blast. It was like the most surreal experience because she is so talented as a producer. She was engineering, recording, producing, and just like guiding the way, but also letting us be ourselves and letting us rock out and be punk. But yeah, she's really cool, and we're grateful to be with her. I'm still tripping because she's so awesome, and she's like... super real and just has our backs and has made music way more fun.
And she's tough.
She's
a badass. She's a badass musician too. I mean, I was nervous the first, I think I was nervous like the whole first week, 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Just like tracking with her. She can hear when anybody's out of tune, like one
the
string.
The whole time she's screaming at Alex, you're out, you're out, you're
she's
out.
She's screaming at Maddie too, but. Both. I started calling her Snark Boss because her house has these bowls of tuners. That's like instead of Fritos, she has tuners. And so they're made by Boss, and they're called Snark. And so I started calling her Snark Boss because she'd be like, G, out.
Yeah, she's so, really.
Yeah, she really formed our sound to be better.
Yeah, she's kind of like hypersensitive in whatever she works in. And it was intimidating at first. Like, she's going to walk away after she hears what we bring, but she really respected what we wrote and just kind of had like a sixth sense for songwriting or mixing or music video ideas. She was a lot of
that. There's so much love and like fun. We had so much fun the whole time, which you never know going into it. Like people could be fighting or in a bad mood, but she was just good vibes the whole time. So it was awesome.
She's definitely fun.
Yeah.
She's really fun.
Also the thing that she, the I think, with Linda, if you're not honest with her, she can kind of tell.
Mm-hmm.
And she, as long as you're honest, no matter what you say, she'll be stoked on it. Do you know what I mean? She may disagree, but it's like she doesn't like it if people withhold, if they have something to say.
Cool.
Oh, thank you. And I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to keep it short.
Rapid fire.
Some underrated influences that you have, and yeah, that's my last question for today. And also, I wanted
underrated
to, yeah,
like the world?
No, on your sound as a band. Sorry, I was not.
What 80s bands under Scratch Acid?
I would say Roger Miller. He's one of my favorite songwriters.
I've been listening to The Saints a lot recently. I watched a movie about Betty Davis, who was Miles Davis's wife recently, and her music is awesome. It's heavy and funky, and I think she influenced a lot of people who don't know it.
X-Ray Specs, L7, No Doubt, The Cranberries, baby.
All right, I'm going to thank you for your time, and I hope you take care, stay safe, and thank you.
Ciao, love you.
So much, ciao.